Good day, good morning, or good evening, and welcome to Beltane's Info and Reading for the Sabbath of Beltane. So in this episode, I am going to give some history or some info. I am going to do a little short part about the bonfire ritual, and then some creating your own rituals. So things that you can do to honor this great summer starting today or the 1st of May. Then I'm going to do the reading, which is The Spread is Made by Alex J. Cunningfolk. The spread's name is Fire and Field. And the deck I'll be using is the Oracles of the Fairies. So let's get into it. Okay, so it's info, not history. some info on Beltane. So Bel, the first part of Beltane, was the Celtic deity or god. And the name Beltane means the fire of Bel. Fire was central to the celebration on the belief that it had protective powers. Now, I've heard about fire destroying and maybe sometimes creating, but I've never heard about fire used as protection, especially from a spiritual point. It was thought that rituals of walking around or even leaping over bonfires would bring good fortune, fertility, and happiness to the people and their livestock. Now that does sound like a little fun, jumping over or leaping over a bonfire. Definitely can like create some happy happy emotions. Can also sometimes be scary for some people seeing other ones do it. So, that process is quite interesting to me, and that Beltane actually stands for the fire of Bel, which is also really nice in a way. So, that's a little bit about the info, and then the next part is going to be the bonfire ritual. Okay, so the bonfire ritual sounds extremely interesting, and unfortunately, I don't live in an area that does this, which would be actually quite interesting to go and see this. On the night of Beltane, so which would be tonight, or would have been yesterday night, depending on which day you prefer. So on the night of the Beltane, all fires in the community are put out and big bonfires are lit to honor the returning power of the sun. Okay. From these sacred ritual fires, the fires in the hearth will be relit. Okay, so they would basically kill all the fire, then make bonfires, a couple of them, then do the ritual where walking around, leaping over the fire, all that. And then they would have taken each a log, go back to their homes, and put it in the hearth. So that would have been like your chimneys, your kitchen ovens, depending on which time it was done. Okay? In this process, the flames, the smoke, and the ashes of the Beltane fires were believed to have purifying and protective powers. So they would have done this in the aspect of allowing purity to come into the house, a lot of positive come into the house, and to be protected against anything that might come and harm them. Be it the supernatural, the fae, or even from another person. This was how they believed this would protect them. Which, on contrary, it actually sounds like a lot of fun. So if any more of you guys are like kind of doing this process of the ritual, the bonfire ritual, can you maybe like send me on Twitter or on Instagram or even on Facebook like a clip on this process being done nowadays. If you live in such a place, I'm not sure most people do this anymore, which is kind of sad because it sounds kind of like a fun way to spend like an evening with people from your community and creating good bonds and having fun. But that was the bonfire ritual, and then I'm gonna now go into the next part. Okay, so the next part is creating your own ritual. Okay, so there's a few things that we can do. There's one that is a group activity. Alright, so the first one I'm gonna offer is the flower crowns, to wear them on Beltane. So what you could do is you can take flowers from your garden, make it into a flower crown, and then wear that on the Beltane, which was the 29th of April, or the 30th of April, sorry, or the 1st of May. Okay, then you had one that, well, it would be easier if you would have a very large group. It's called a maypole, so it's a very long stick in the middle of a circle, and then you would have ribbons hanging down. Then you would have different people take a piece of ribbon, and they would dance and weave in between each other to create a pattern, an interweaving pattern. So there's one of this that they had in this Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I believe it was the Beltane ritual as well, where they would dance and then whoever you ended up by when the last part of your ribbon is, that's the person you are connected to for this festival. Okay, because it's Beltane is seen as a fertility process as well. It usually indicated that people would like connect. It's kind of like it's kind of like dating, I want to say. So that's what this ritual would actually indicate, because it would twine people into finding that person that they would spend some time with. So it's an interesting way to get some of your single friends maybe to do it. Okay, then there's the washing your face in the dew of morning on the 1st of May. You would wash your face. This would to keep you staying young and beautiful. Apparently they did not have all the products we have. Okay, then we get to the more indoor part. This would be decorating your place and your altar with flowers and greenery. Now, the two things they motivate the most, the one is breech branch, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, and war-torn blossoms. Okay, so apparently the war-torn is a symbol for fertility, sexuality, and now my tongue is not working. Conception, there's the word. Conception. So this would usually be a flower, if I'm not mistaken, that would be brought in a traditional Beltane ritual. It would be brought in on the day of Beltane into the house to help with a couple with infertility, with fertility and conception. Sorry, apparently my tongue doesn't want to work tonight. As a way to like connect and help with furthering their little ones. The other thing that would also most people could do is you could dress a tree with colors, sit or dance by the tree to celebrate. It's also a way to honor the sacred union between the earth and the sky. Again, there's definitely a tree that they would like to use in this type of aspect, and it would be a birch tree. I think I'm pronouncing birch right. So that was some of the other rituals I could figure out that you can create your own way, do your own thing about. So, next part. Alright, so the spread I'm gonna use again is created by Alex J. Cunning Folk. The spread's name is called Fire and Fields. It's a Beltane spread. Okay. So it consists of 8 cards. So what's the first card is called the Slumbering Self, the unconscious murmuring that guides our bright year adventure. What part of you remains dreaming from Shaheem to the dark part of the year? Okay. Then we have the seeding. Nurtured since the spring equinox, the seedlings have grown into young plants. What has been growing in your life and now is ready for the maturity of the summer? Then we have the wood. That which supports your fire, your ambitions, drive, work, relationship, and service to the world. Then we have 4 and 5. So 4 and 5 is 2 cards. Okay, so they're called the spark. How your work is perceived against the night and multitudes of work in the universe. Your practical role in communicating with family, romantic relations, workplace, circles, and more. Also, the way you spark fire in others, especially romantically. So, what kind of spark do you give off to another person? Then, 6 and 7 is called the Ember. Again, it's a 2-card point. So, this is the fire you carry with us through the rest of your year until next Beltane. What should you seek to carry and preserve? What path of desire are you to follow? Okay, so what do you want to keep with you so that you can have it for the next year, so you can help use it to make yourself better or to complete your desires? And then 8, the year plus a day vow. Okay, I don't know about the vow yet. I'm not really good with that process. Okay, so what is the vow you are making this Beltane to keep for a year and a day? What can you be brave enough to change for that period that will best strengthen you and your hopes, your dreams, and your goal? So what do you want to declare to the world? That you'll try your best. Sorry. You'll try your best to accomplish it within a year and a day. Alright, so I'm gonna shuffle the cards, spread them out, and then I'm going to jump into the reading. See you now. Okay, so the cards are laying out in order. So what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna call out, for example, I'm gonna say the first part of the question, look at the card, give a quick discussion about it. Go on to the next one. After processing all the cards, I'll go back and then do a big picture. Okay. So the first card is called the Slumbering Self. So what's still asleep? My healing. Now it is time for you to gather the resources. And sorry. It's now is the time for you to get or receive healing. Everyone has the natural ability to heal others. Yes, even you. So the part that's slumbering is the aspect of healing. So this might be because we're still moving out from the winter, or is it spring? I'm not sure on your side. And this is now going to like allow us to heal ourselves as well as heal others. Okay, that part is still sleeping. Then we have the seedling. Nurtured since. Okay, so the seedling is what we have been nurturing and allowing to grow, and what will mature over the summit is the life energy. So we've been working with our manifestation and our energy synchronization and our grounding, and by doing that a lot, we are starting to receive our. Seeing how this is growing in our lives and how it will still mature into something completely that will allow us to do what we want and do what we need to. Not want, do what we need to. Then we have the wood. Okay, so the wood is a magical gateway. It takes courage and trust to venture into the unknown. Yet, this is where the greatest rewards are. It's time to step boldly forward without looking back. So, this in the process is we need to keep focusing on our goals and we need to not be afraid of what might go wrong, but focus rather on the things that can go right. Right? Then we have the spark. So, the first spark is protection, and the second spark is asking for help. All right, so. Protection, we all know what that is. It's just the aspect of creating a shield around ourselves so that we are protected from any psychical damage, from any negative energy or a psychic attack, or even the aspect of being psychically harmed or energy harmed. Now, asking for help is sometimes extremely scary to think about, but sometimes we need that help. Or the ability to ask for help just to get that boost so that we know that we are going in the right direction. Okay, so those are our sparks. Then our embers. Okay, so the first ember is a journey, our second ember is inspiration. Okay, so we all want to go and figure out who we are deep down inside. We all want to be able to express ourselves more openly and more freely, and in this process, we are going on a journey of ourselves, right? We are going to go learn about ourselves, figure out what new boundaries need to be put in place, what do we need to move forward in life. If that means going away on a vacation, then go do that. It doesn't always have to mean something physically, it might mean something spiritually, emotionally. Maybe you need to take a journey away from certain people because they bring you a lot of negativity or they can't allow you to express yourself. That process is also normal. Then we have inspiration. Now, inspiration can come out of nowhere, right? We can just be given inspiration over something, we can be busy with something, and we feel we are drawn to something else. And we need to follow that drawing or that feeling, okay? We shouldn't just focus on what we can see, but focus on what we feel as well. Maybe it's something you hear. You're more than welcome to go investigate. Unless it's late in the evening and you're alone at home. Then I suggest you don't do that. But we all have inspiration that we tap into when we really need it the most, okay? Sometimes it's easier for some people, other times it's difficult for some people. It depends on how you feel about yourself and how your journey is going for you. Okay? And then the last card. So, the vow that we need to make is wisdom. So, in this case, we all know that the wisdom is to know what we can change and know what we cannot change, right? And there's a lot of other types of different wisdoms, but I feel like this is more in that process. This comes with the inspiration. Due to inspiration being not always rock, well, it's not always in your face. It's like a river. It comes and it goes. So that process is more the same for the journey, our healing, our protecting. Sometimes we just don't feel like we can do anything about it, and other times we feel like we can do something about it. When you have a feeling that you can do something about it, put the energy into it, put the work into it. If you feel like there's nothing you can do about the situation, you feel safe and you feel comfortable in where you are, allow whatever comes to just pass by you. Because not everything that comes your way is meant for you, and not everything that comes your way is good for you as well. Alright, so as for the big picture, I can definitely say that what we need to do is focus on what we want to achieve in the next year, right? So if your wisdom is not in the process of letting something go or knowing which part you can change and which part you can't, it might be the motivation to achieve a goal. It might be the wisdom to know that you can achieve it, and the inspiration and the gateway represents that process as well. If it looks scary, sometimes the most scariest things are has so much joy for us. It's a journey to go with that process as well. So as for the big picture itself, it definitely goes into multiple different points, right? So whatever resonates with you as a person, if you feel like you keep on asking for help and you are getting it from somewhere that they help you to feel, make you feel protected, then that's fine. Other times we are scared to ask for help. It's a 50-50 shot. What I also notice is the magical gateway. Maybe we are scared to go into the unknown. Maybe we are pushed into the unknown. It depends on how you as a person feel about the venture or the journey that you are. Some people will continue to blame other people for the situation they're in. When we are in a situation, we can use our wisdom to know if we're going to fight against it, what's the worst case scenario going to be? And if we allow it to go through, what's the best case scenario to be? Okay? Remember in this process as well, this is, because I'm not 100% connected to everyone I'm reading for on the podcast. Sorry. And that I'm doing a general aspect of it. I can definitely say for effect this goes into multiple points, right? So if whatever resonates with you, or if you hear a word and it makes you connect to it on a different wavelength, or it gives you a different explanation in your mind, go with that. Because no one do what we need to. Then we have the wood.
Oh my soul. I just love a lot of recording. Gateway.
It takes courage and trust to venture into the unknown.
So,
yet this is where the greatest.
I don't even know where I'm at. No, but okay.
It's time to step boldly forward.
Take a while, I believe I'm at the big picture. So
this in the
I discussed about what different types of wisdom we have. There's the wisdom of knowing what to control and what to let go. The wisdom of a healthy relationship versus a toxic relationship.
Right. Then we have the spark. So the first spark is protection. And the second spark,
the wisdom to let go of anger.
All right, so
accept
protection,
forgiveness,
we all know what that
forgiveness
is
of oneself,
of creating
forgiveness
a
of others.
So that we are protected
in this process itself,
cycle them
that's what I'm getting into this point. There's always more than one way to interpret cards. So each person has their own life. This is, I'm not sitting with each one and having their own questions in front of me.
Now, asking for help
and
is
this is a Beltane spread. I'm just going on what comes to me. So in my case, it's the aspect of
or
still till today is letting stuff go that I cannot control.
So we know that we are going in
because
the right
sometimes
direction.
I want to control everything.
Okay.
And I need to take this
so those
step
are our spokes.
The inspiration and
embers.
Journey for me is the aspect
okay,
of
so the first
growing as
is
a person,
journey.
Allowing myself
a
to adapt and change.
Is inspiration.
Alright.
Okay. So
that's the spread. I'm actually really concerned now about how this recording went through.
We all want to be able to express ourselves.
I'm gonna trust the universe
freely.
I'm not gonna control anything, and I'm
going
to keep it as is.
Blessed be.
away from certain people.
Okay, so I'm hoping that there is somebody or whoever listens to it can resonate with what I mean with my reading, and they understand the what can come out their nowhere, wisdom right? is that they need you can just to be offer given up
inspiration of
and focus on with something and we feel for a year and a day.
And we need to follow that all joy right, so or that feeling.
I want to quickly discuss a couple of things. See, please, you're more than welcome to go and search for Divinations of the Witches on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, alone Twitter.
And I suggest you don't do Twitter. That.
I don't do tweets.
But we all have inspiration.
Just still post on Instagram, Facebook. I still have my page. Okay.
Sometimes it's easier for some people.
I'm other times doing it's TikToks every single day. I just finished the April Showers Tarot Challenge on my TikTok account.
Okay.
For the whole month.
And then the last
one. I'm going to do another one for May, which is connected with relationships.
So in this case, so we if all you know really want to know about
relationships
know
through tarot cards, you can join my TikTok account and you will find posts there.
I feel like this is perfect.
I usually post around 11, 12 o'clock. Well, 11 o'clock.
Right.
I try to at least post the day's information by 11, just so that the people can get all around the world. Most of my TikTok accounts are in South Africa, so I'm really hoping if I can get through onto the rest of the country with my podcasts.
When you have a feeling that you can do
then I still have an Etsy. I see got a lot of views but no requests.
You feel safe and you feel comfortable.
It's a slow process and I'm guessing it's still gonna take a while before I get to that point.
Thing that comes
I also know that most people already have like the one they prefer and they're worried that people might be judgmental and so forth. And really I'm definitely the last person to be judgmental, considering what I do. So, what I've been doing is, I did get a job as an advisor on Sylvia. So, Sylvia is an app from Singapore, and I started working there on the 15th of April. Yeah, 15th of April. Yeah, I believe it was the 15th of April. I started working there and I've been consulting there. I'm an advisor there under the name Thumb Thumb, okay, which is one of my nicknames. So if you feel more comfortable by going through this channel, you're more than welcome to. I'll put in the show notes the app's name and then my username so you can go and find me. There's also a nice feature on it. It's kind of like you ask, well, they give you three versions. It's dice, tarot cards, or your zodiac sign. And then what you do is you pull out your own three cards. There's no shuffle. The app shuffles for you. You select three cards and then you can send it to with your question to all the advisors on the app, and then people can give you feedback on that. So yeah, you guys, if you feel like that might be an easier way to communicate because of the distance and everything, you're more than welcome to give it a shot. They use American currencies for everything, and then this might be another way that you can connect with me for a personal reading. Again, under my name there is a private chat that you can do as well. You can also call me so that we can have voice-to-voice communication. It's not face-to-face, but it's a voice-to-voice. Where you can speak to me directly, and then we do your reading while you're on the phone with me. It's like all your other
Telephonical psychics. The difference is the app allows you to ask questions where you select your cards and then you have different advisors that give you answers. You might get me, you might get someone else. So it's a very interesting process. There might be someone else there that has a message for you and they're not sure how to get to you and now they hear it through my through me, which is funny. But that's the world, I guess. That's about it. So yeah, I will post that in the show notes as well. Okay, so then this is my little Q&A, I want to say. Or more like an effect of just... More of an effect of just trying to give you guys information as to where you might get a hold of me for a private reading. So I'm gonna most probably put this as way to find. Again, you guys are more than welcome to go find me on TikTok as well. Like I said, on TikTok, I am gonna start the May challenge, which is a relationship one, which actually sounds very interesting because you can pick it up from different points of view. Again, it might be a physical relationship, it might be an emotional relationship, it can be a self-care relationship, it can be a self-growing relationship or finding oneself relationship. So there's quite a few. I'm not really sure. I did look slightly at it. I find it quite interesting. So, like for example, question 20 is what blocks you from asking for what you need? So, in that process, it's not all about just in the relationship, it's also about how you see yourself as well. So, that I'll be doing now in May. So, again, you're more than welcome to join me on TikTok and then you can see how it's done on my side or how I do it. Blessed be. Alright, so there's nothing much that I'm going to talk about as to anything I'm currently working on outside of this. I need to have done it, but I forgot about it. The Taurus Shadow Zodiac. I did get information. I still need to write up the episode and post the episode. I might be posting it on Thursday this week or next week Thursday. I'm not yet sure, depending on how everything goes currently. That's about it. That's extra. And have a lovely and blessed Beltane. So, motive be, blessed be.